For the first time, the poems of Langston Hughes have been collected in a single volume. The Collected Poems of Langston Hughes is edited by Hughes' biographer, Arnold Rampersad. Critic Gerald Early has a review.
So will my page be colored that I write? Being me, it will not be white. But it will be a part of you, instructor. You are white. Yet a part of me is I am a part of you. That's American. These are lines from Langston Hughes' popular poem, Theme for English B, published in the spring of 1949. Although Hughes wrote it in his middle 40s, it has the characteristics of much of the work he produced as the young Turk poet of the Harlem Renaissance. The rhythmic rhyming, the very accessible language, hip but unaffected, and most important, the sense of America as an amalgam, a very mixed and mixed up sense of pluralism. Critics are right who suggest that Hughes was our greatest poet of democracy, our greatest chanter of the poetics of pluralism since Walt Whitman. The recently issued Collected Poems of Langston Hughes, edited by Hughes's biographer Arnold Rampersad, poses the question just how great a poet was Langston Hughes. We face two problems in considering Hughes the poet. First, Hughes wrote a great deal of significant work in other genres: autobiography, fiction, plays, children's books, newspaper pieces, histories, and anthologies. Pressed to support himself solely through writing, Hughes wrote constantly. This work deflects our attention from the poetry, and in some sense it may have deflected his attention from poetry as well. I think Hughes clearly loved writing and reading poetry more than anything else, and often wrote in other genres simply for the money. The sheer volume of Hughes's work gives the impression that here was a somewhat harried man who, as James Baldwin once suggested, squandered his considerable gifts instead of employing them to his best benefit. Second, all of us who encountered Hughes's work when we were children tend to relegate it to our childhood. Hughes's poetry is used mostly to introduce children to poetry, not to sustain people's interest in it when they become adults. But as I delved into great chunks of Hughes's poetic work, I remembered the line from Whitman, "I am the man. I suffered. I was there." There are a number of bad poems here, but riches abound here. Hughes's experiments with vernacular, blues, and spirituals that revolutionized American poetry, his grand inclusivity and epic sense of black life, his amazing ability to combine heartbreak and humor. Unlike Count A. Cullen, the other great poet to emerge from the Harlem Renaissance, Hughes's muse never deserted him. Unlike Zora Neale Hurston, the other great Renaissance writer who loved black folk culture, Hughes survived his worst mistakes. His poems are the story of one man's will to love his people and to love being American. And he found the perfect expression of democratic pluralism in black American music. "I wouldn't give up jazz for a world revolution," he wrote. Overworked, haunted by his sexual ambiguity, angered by racism, unsure of his talent, harassed by anti-communists, Hughes never lost faith in the renewing possibilities of this teeming world and his ability to absorb them. "I play it cool and dig all jive. That's the reason I stay alive. My motto as I live and learn is dig and be dug in return."
Gerald Early teaches English literature at Washington University in St. Louis. His book, The Culture of Bruising, has been nominated for a National Book Critics Circle Award.